When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
In today's show, Bitcoin's consolidation is normal. Analysts set $80,000 Bitcoin price target. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analysts, tech dev, Rec Capital, and as Galaxy BTC shares here, 60,000 is the new 40K, 80,000 is next, and Mikhail Vande Pop shares Bitcoin is still on the path to 90,000. And this just in breaking news, Jane Castor, the Tampa Bay mayor, is going to accept her paycheck in Bitcoin. As she confirms here, Tampa Bay is a leader in everything from sports to tech. Why not Bitcoin? Tampa is ready to be the next big hotspot for cryptocurrency. And check this out. That's now 4 American city mayors to be paid in Bitcoin, including Miami, New York City, Jackson, Tennessee, and now Tampa Bay. Let's freaking go as the Bitcoin game theory continues. And this just in, more breaking news. Brazil considering a new law to allow all workers to be paid in Bitcoin. I'll be breaking down this draft bill and how this is likely to impact the Bitcoin market. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price to $5 million. Stock to flow model creator Plan B explains his long-term Bitcoin price predictions. Also be sharing his latest update, which shows Bitcoin is heading to $98,000 before the end of this month. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. Not only can you trade Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the top cryptos, you can also trade physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. The only caveat, this is only available to those in the United States. So to take advantage of this as well as receive your first month absolutely free, go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA today and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin bulls are still hoping for a major breakout, but at the moment, the bears are applying pressure and keeping the digital asset pinned below 61,000. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that an early morning breakout by the bulls to make a run above 62,000 was met with a strong defensive line from the bears, who handily rejected the attempt, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 4-hour candle chart. Now, here's a look at what the traders and analysts are saying about Bitcoin's current price action and what they expect in the short term. While some traders may have found themselves bored with Bitcoin sideways price action, independent market analyst Rec Capital recently posted the following chart. Though Bitcoin has been moving sideways for weeks now, it has continued to successfully retest a major area of previous resistance, which you can see here in the red, as new support, which you can see here in the green. And crypto analyst Mikhail Vande Pop shared the following chart, outlining one potential path that the Bitcoin price could follow as it closes out this year of 2021, Bitcoin still on its path to $90,000, and it shows us Bitcoin bouncing off of a strong support at $59,000 before taking us on up to $90,000 plus. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And a more simple and straightforward price projection was provided by Twitter user GalaxyBTC, who expects a breakout target of $80,000, as he shares right here. Try to keep things as simple as possible. $60,000 is the new $40,000. $80,000 is next. And as you can see in this chart, it shows you a Bitcoin breakout target of $80,000. Send it. Let's go. And according to the CryptoQuant CEO, whale wallet activity is still having a significant impact on the Bitcoin price. As he shares here, Bitcoin holds support above 60,000 in spite of whale dumping. Most Bitcoin exchange deposits are coming from whales. Top 10 TXs take almost 90% of the total volume in an hour. And exchange reserve is decreasing, leading to less supply on exchanges, which you can see right here in this chart. And as we all know, limited supply of BTC on the exchanges mixed with high buyer demand equals Bitcoin to the moon. So send it and let's go. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev. Two simple lines are all you've needed to call every market top and bottom in Bitcoin's 10 plus year history. I'll do everything I can to help us nail the next pair close as we can. And we've got a hell of a community to help. And as you can see here in the Bitcoin 2 week chart showing from 2011 to 2013 to 2017 to this year of 2021. And he also shared this morning, there's a simple elegancy in Bitcoin's macro price history. He's talking about the Fibonacci extensions here, 1.272 in July and 2.272 in December. And if history is to repeat, then these Fibonacci levels tell us that the Bitcoin price can hit $275,000 this year in December. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Tampa's mayor to accept her paycheck in Bitcoin, as well as breaking news, Brazil considering a new law to allow all workers to be paid in Bitcoin, as well as I break down for you Plan B's $5 million Bitcoin price prediction. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting down 2.2% for the day, trading at about $60,400, maintaining that critical $60,000 support. Ethereum down 3.2%, trading just under $4,400. Solana, one of the few actually in the green, up 2.3%, trading at $243. ENJ has been pumping like a mofo as well, trading at $3.41. And Shiba, up 13%, trading still at virtually nothing. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Jane Castor, the mayor of Champa Bay, Florida, has announced that she'll begin accepting her paycheck in Bitcoin. According to multiple sources who attended Florida's Bitcoin and blockchain summit, Castor made the announcement on Friday morning on day two of the summit, which is being held at Amalie Arena in downtown Tampa. Shout out to Tampa, one of my old stomping grounds as I grew up in Clearwater, Florida. Now, according to people who attended the event, crypto lending platform Celsius Network will facilitate the mayor's Bitcoin payments. As pointed out right here, Tampa Mayor Jane Castor just announced she's accepting Francis Suarez's challenge of taking her pay in Bitcoin with the help of Nuke Gold and Celsius Network at the Florida Bitcoin and Blockchain Summit. And the news spread quickly across crypto Twitter with Bitcoin evangelist Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, noting that a total of four United States mayors have begun accepting at least a portion of their paychecks in BTC. As he shares right here, another mayor has decided to take their salary in Bitcoin. The running count is now four mayors across the United States this week. Tag your mayor and ask them if they are Bitcoin friendly. Now, Castor's decision appears to have been influenced by Miami's Francis Suarez, who recently became the first mayor to accept a portion of his salary in Bitcoin, as I covered in great detail in yesterday's episode, as well as newly elected New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who quickly followed suit by announcing he'll accept his first three paychecks entirely in Bitcoin. Now, Suarez and the newly elected Adams has been vocal about turning their respective cities into crypto hubs. Following his election, Adams declared that New York City will become the center of the crypto industry. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, in New York, we always go big. So I'm going to take my first three paychecks in Bitcoin when I become mayor. New York City is going to be the center of the crypto industry and other fast growing innovative industries. Just wait. Let's go, NYC. And despite experiencing several bouts of extreme price volatility this year, Bitcoin price returned to record highs in late October and continues to trade above 60,000. Its price appreciation has been accompanied by growing mainstream acceptance from regulators and financial institutions, as well as merchants and payment processors. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Brazil considering a new law to allow all workers to be paid in Bitcoin, as well as I break down Plan B's $5 million long-term Bitcoin price prediction, question. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.7 trillion with $112 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.8%, with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Loop Ring leading the pack, up 16.5% for the day and 111% for the week, trading at $1.29. Kadena up 13% for the day, trading at $11.72. And Decentraland up 12.4%, trading at $2.86. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this Q4 bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 71 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday, a 73. Last week, a 73. And last month, a 76 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're experiencing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip, especially when there's blood on these crypto streets. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A draft bill seeking to allow Brazilian workers to be paid in Bitcoin was presented to the country's deputies chamber on November 5th. The author shared the natural evolution of money as a cause for his proposal, quoting him here. Money was one of the greatest creations in the history of humanity. Per the draft bill, it allowed us to rise from a primitive barter-based society to an extremely complex and productive society. Bitcoin is the natural evolution of money, whereas all previous forms compromise on a few properties, divisibility, durability, scarcity, saleability across time and space, etc. Bitcoin enabled a new paradigm in the history of money, and the deputy noticed at the peak of the financial crisis of 2008, Satoshi Nakamoto, in their white paper, proposes a digital monetary system without the need of trust in a financial institution. The draft bill reads, our proposition meets this modernity, establishing that a worker may optionally receive part of their income in any type of cryptocurrency existent in the financial market. Brazil has been making the headlines lately when it comes to Bitcoin. A recent bill that sought to legalize BTC and cryptocurrency in the country, as well as enforce stricter rules for businesses seeking to provide related services, was misunderstood as a step in the direction of making Bitcoin a legal tender in Brazil. Because keep in mind that Brazilians overall are big into Bitcoin, and that the broader crypto market has seen more activity than the stock market in the country for a few years now. Also note that this bill is just a draft and was only presented to the chamber today. Deputies still need to discuss it and take it to a vote for the draft bill to start being considered. And there is also the possibility that this law never gets enacted. In either case, since it was recently presented, more info will emerge in the coming weeks, which I'll keep you updated. And why is this such a big deal? Well, I just Googled it. According to the Worldometer, Brazil's population is 214 million people, which can adopt the king of all crypto. Let's freaking go. And before I break down our final story of the day, and I share Plan B's $5 million long-term Bitcoin price prediction, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 980 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, which I'm currently getting over 20,000 downloads per day, as well as iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram. If you're not in my private crypto Telegram chat, be sure to join the fun. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Plan B, a quantitative Bitcoin analyst and creator of the popular Stock to Flow model, is still very much bullish on the future of the leading crypto. And for clarity, the Stock to Flow model uses multiple variables like Bitcoin's production, supply, and the evolution to predict the price of the cryptocurrency, not to mention it's the most accurate Bitcoin price prediction model in existence. Now, a couple of months back, Plan B was interviewed by Scott Melker on the Wolf of Wall Street's podcast, and Stock to Flow model creator Plan B gave reasons why he believes the Bitcoin price will trade as high as $5 million per BTC in the years to come. According to Plan B, retracements are a normal cycle for the king coin, and the all-time high of 1 year could be reached in another. But Plan B believes that the years after the next Bitcoin halving will be much more interesting for the cryptocurrency than the next 2 years. Quoting him right here, maybe that all-time high could be reached this year and the low the year after in 2022. But after that, there will be another another halving in 2024. So 2025 and the years after that will actually be much, much more interesting than the next 2 years. And yes, the stock to flow models predict prices ranging from $1 million for the normal stock to flow model to $5 million for the stock to flow X model, which is the cross asset model. Now, obviously Bitcoin has a long way to go before hitting his price target of $5 million per BTC. And according to him, he will hold on to his Bitcoin bags, will only sell small if need be to survive the bear market. Quoting him again here, my eyes are, by the way, on those price levels, $1 million to $5 million, more than on $100,000 to $288,000. So I'm not selling, maybe some just to survive the bear market. But yeah, he said, and checking out his most recent tweet, some people think November close 98,000 is too big a jump. It is plus 60% plus from current level. Yes, that is a big jump, but Bitcoin did this many times before. As he points out, May 2019, 62%. August 2017, 66%. May 2017, 66%. November 2013, 451%. October 2013, 61%. March 2013, 181%. And February 2013, 63%. Etc. And checking out his other tweet here, he shared, are you ready for $10,000 plus daily candles? I know I am. And he also recently shared this poll. Do you think Bitcoin will reach $500,000, $288,000 stock to flow X model, $100,000 stock to flow model, or Bitcoin stay below $100,000 by Christmas 2021? And 242,000 votes. We have 39.8% say $100,000. 31% say 288,000, 23% say Bitcoin stays below 100,000, and 5% say $500,000 per BTC. What's your Bitcoin year-end price prediction? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin's consolidation is normal, analyst set $80,000, Bitcoin price target. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news, Tampa's mayor to accept her paycheck in Bitcoin, as well as more breaking news of Brazil considering a new law to allow all their workers to be paid in Bitcoin. Also in today's show, we discussed Plan B's $5 million Bitcoin long-term price prediction, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Digital Dankness. I appreciate your super chat contribution. He wrote, hit that like, share, and sub button for No FUD News Daily on all platforms, including YouTube, Spotify, Apple, etc. Much love. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. FOMO Sapien wrote, JV, longtime subscriber. I watch every episode, my man. Just wanted to say thanks for your efforts. I've been hodling and accumulating since 2011. Currently have over 3,000 Bitcoins and a ton of ETH and other altcoins. Just wanted you to know that even guys like me who hold millions watch your show. For info, greatly appreciate your continued support, fam. Congrats on your huge bag of BTC and ETH hodlings. That's epic. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from John Love, daily Apple podcast listener since April. Hands down the best crypto news source and great production. As crypto goes mainstream in 2022, I bet you'll have a show on CNBC. Keep up the good work and HODL on. John Love, greatly appreciate your support, fam. HODL on. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Jim Wood. Happy Friday, JV. Could not make the live broadcast today. Always love to be with the fam. Love the daily dose of crypto insights, so well packaged and presented. Thanks for enabling us to support the crypto transformation and discover our financial freedom. To the moon. Cheers. Jimmy, Bitcoin to the moon, fam. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick, before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. You can get set up and actually receive your first month absolutely free. They also have a special promo running right now. Get $100 in free Bitcoin from iTrust by completing the following three steps. Step number one, register here. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Step number two, confirm your email. And step number three, fund your account. That's it. And yes, $100 in real BTC, absolutely free. This particular free BTC offer is currently only available in the United States. So please keep that in mind. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.